This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time to talk a little NFL before we hit an update at the bottom of the hour here. And let's talk to he's the editor-in-chief of Fansided.com. He's covered the NFL for a number of years. You can get him on Twitter at JasonCole62. Jason Cole joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Jason, how you doing tonight?
I'm fantastic. What's going on, John?
Out here waiting for sports to come back, Jason, is what we're doing here. And I'm curious, before we get into football coming back, if you had to give Roger Goodell a grade for this offseason, you know, the continuance of the draft through the COVID and obviously everything that's gone on the last couple weeks, what would you grade Roger Goodell's offseason?
Oh, look, it probably is a B+. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe an A-. I don't know that there's a way. I think he was better this time around on the social justice issues, not perfect. But I don't think there's any way for him to be perfect on this one because he's making up for so much ground that he nearly lost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think he handled the best he could. I think ultimately you'll judge it going forward on that subject. As far as COVID, it's a giant incomplete grade.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's only had to do basically the most obvious stuff, right? You know, you cancel the offseason, you redo the draft. I think it was smart to do the draft in time. I disagree with the people who wanted to delay it. I think it was a vital distraction. But ever since then, there's really nothing to do. You know, you hope the players train on their own. You hope they get the season ready. But you're still in a holding pattern trying to find out what kind of season you're going to have. And at this point, we have no idea what the season's going to look like right now because we have no idea what direction this is going. It looks like it's coming back and coming back stronger than it was before, but I'm certainly no epidemiologist
yeah.
to give you any kind of real predictions on that.
Yeah, I mean, they put out all those all those mandates of people who want to get into the building and the different tiers of employee and things like that. What do you think if the NFL doesn't have a normal training camp, which they're already canceling all the joint practices, which had basically become the new preseason games for starters, was joint practices. And if they end up chopping out the preseason games, what do you think? How do you think coaches adapt to that? Or do you think we just get a real sloppy beginning of the season if and when it happens?
Well, you get a really sloppy beginning of the season. It's sloppier than it ever has been. And it's probably, in some ways, dangerously sloppy. And we're just going to have to deal with it because the timing on certain things isn't going to look good. But I always come back to this. College football makes it happen, right? Without preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of teams that play dummy down early season games. But there are also plenty of teams that are playing, you know, big-time season openers.
Sure.
In big-time places. So you can do this. These guys have played a lot of football. But the caliber of football that we are conditioned to seeing, I don't think we're going to see for the first month of the season. And we're just going to have to live with it. And I know people will complain, but that's just how it's going to go. And let's just, you know, here's what I would say. Hope that you actually see the season on time.
Yeah.
And if the worst complaint you have is that the quality of the football is not very good, deal with it.
Right.
It'll be okay.
Right. No, bad football is better than no football. No question about that. Jason Cole.
Bad sports is better than no sports.
We're learning that the hard way right now. Jason Cole is joining me on CBS Sports Radio, talking a little bit of NFL. Jason, if it came down to starting the season on time but with no fans, or waiting it out and maybe having fans and starting, say, like mid-October, and it were your decision to make, with all the ramifications that we know we're learning from baseball, financial ramifications of having fans in the stadiums and whatnot, what would you do? Would you just want to start it on time to get it going without fans, or would you wait it out to see if you can get some fans in there?
Look, I think baseball has made a really terrible decision in terms of investing in its game, in terms of making sure that people know, look, baseball will be here. As long as we can be safe, baseball will be here, and we will play to try and entertain you and take your mind off of you know, what's bad out there. I think that the owners and the players, but the owners primarily, because Rob Manfred screwed this up. I mean, if anybody's going to get fired in this whole thing, it's got to be Rob Manfred, because he went to them to take a pay cut once, and then he went back a second time. Mm-hmm. And you can't ask people to take pay cuts twice. It's a terrible way to go about your business. And he screwed that part of it up. So he's got to take the blame. But I think that the owners have to look and say, hey, wait a second. We have this perfect opportunity to be out there playing ball, giving people something to, you know, be happy about. And we're arguing with our players over, you know, money here and there. Like, find a solution. Mm-hmm. Tell the players, look, we'll make you whole. It's just going to take us a little while. You know, we'll do what we have to do. But we'll live by the agreement we first made, and we're going to do, you know, the best to get 100 games or 90 games or whatever. But they're going to roll out this 50-game season. And it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's just because all it is, oh, yeah, we played 50 games. We did the best we could. Well, you only played 50 because you wanted to avoid losing money on the extra games, and all you wanted to do was get to the TV money for the playoffs. And we all know it.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to invest in your game and you're not going to care about your game, why should I care? Why should I, as a fan, care about it either?
So are you saying maybe football learns from what baseball's mistakes and says, yeah, you know what, it's just more important that we get football going than wait it out and try to, you know, try to get a few tens more millions of dollars in the door just to, on the off chance that we may have fans. I mean, if you wait another month, you're gambling. There still might not be fans in October, and then you've got everybody, you know, just sitting there waiting for a month for no reason.
I don't think the month, number one, I don't think the month is going to make any difference. So yeah. I think we're still going to be dealing with this, you know, based on anything logical and the fact that you're not going to have any treatment for this, you know, because of protocols and all the other science that goes into it until, you know, next year, until 2021, right? That's what all the scientists say.
Right.
So if you know that, you're going to be dealing with this in September, October. Mm-hmm. I think you invest in your game and you take some short-term losses to say, look, we're doing the best we can to give you a product to make you happy and to take your mind off of something.
Yeah.
And everything that's going wrong in the world, right? That's what my advice. Now, it's not my money. I get it. But you don't think you're going to make the money up over the next 10 years? You don't think that showing some, you know, saying to your fans it's important that we do what's good for you because you guys, you know, you guys stand by us. Like, I think that's important, you know, as a trade-off. That's what my advice would be if I was in this business and worth the kind of money that they're worth. And I think baseball has made a tragic error in that regard because they made this about money instead of making it about the fans. And I think the NFL will not repeat that mistake. The one caveat to all of this is, can you make it safe?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the hardest thing that nobody really knows, and that trumps everything else. Can the players be safe? You know, can the people involved in the sport be safe? And if they can't, you got to work that out.
Yep. Jason Cole joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Jason, just some actual football here on the field. Well, potentially on the field. What advice would you give to Cam Newton right now?
Get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Show that you're healthy. That's somehow, some way. Because that's the biggest question that everybody has about him is what kind of condition is his body in.
Do you think he would? Do you think he'd be on a team if there'd been no coronavirus?
He had a better chance because somebody could have given him a full physical.
Right.
But, okay. Let me see the shoulder. Let me see the foot. Let me see the ankle. But here's the thing. Cam Newton never took in the philosophy that people were trying to give him, you know, by bringing in running game, you know, and pass catchers, and said, look, stop running the ball so much because you're not going to last that long if you play this way. And he's set a record for the most 100 carry seasons ever for a quarterback. And, you know, he's a big, strong athlete, and he's a great athlete. But eventually those defensive players, they win the battle because they're bigger and they're stronger and they play it by a different set of rules than you have to play as a quarterback.
It's Jason Cole, editor-in-chief, fansided.com. You can get him on Twitter, at JasonCole62. Hey, Jason, I appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. Keep up the great work.
Anytime. Thank you. Bye.
All right, thanks. Jason Cole joining me on the program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.